Aloha! This is the 8th and final chapter in a series of emails that have been written to entertain, maybe inform, spark memories, connect our hearts, and definitely beseech your help to sustain Karma Choling through April 30th, 2020. Karma Choling needs your unrestricted donations now more than ever before. Sustain Karma Choling through April 30th, 2020. I hope you enjoy it. If you missed Chapter 7, you can read it here. Aloha, Kit Kanoho Aloha Winecoop. Director of Development. No one truly appreciates the practice of Dish Rota until one has lived at Karma Choling. At my first program, before living at Karma Choling, I remember being incensed that I had to do dishes. The nerve, I paid for the program, after all. I estimate as of this writing that I've now washed dishes for between 16 and 225 people 712 plus times. Dish Rota is where one's neurosis can jet to the surface for all to see. If you haven't secured the sprayer as your Dish Rota role, preferred by almost everyone though Karma Choling staff know that it's the person on the sprayer who can make the shift long or short, then you're either scrubbing or putting away pots and pans, storing the food away, while simultaneously making more pots and pans to wash, wiping down the service area and dining tables, managing the mind-bendingly fragrant bokashi composting process, heaving compost out to the garden, wheeling paper, plastic, and glass to the recycling bins, hoisting heavy bags of garbage, sweeping, mopping, and, don't forget, returning the rubber mats back to where they belong on the kitchen floor. Each Dish Rota shift isn't done until all of its specific components are done. There has to be a rallying of the troops, so to speak, to do a thorough job and finish in a reasonable amount of time. Thankfully, there is Rota help from program participants because the Karma Choling staff could not do it all on their own. We need the help of participants, local Sangha members, and volunteers. For me, the concept of this kind of help is very much like the Hawaiian concept of lokahi, many hands. Almost every Hawaiian word has kauna, multiple entendres, up to as many as 50 in some cases. The kauna for lokahi are unity, agreement, accord, unison, harmony. If you mix the word manao, wisdom, with lokahi, you get unanimous. In Hawaiian antiquity, lokahi was what was needed to harvest the taro patches or bring up the fishing net or protect the Ahapua'a district. So lokahi also has a quality of sustainability. When everyone is pulling together to make things happen at Karma Choling, they are helping to sustain the community. Some offer help by doing things physically, others offer computer or organizational skills, and still others sustain the community by donating money. It is this last method of sustaining the community that we are asking you to help us with today. As of this week, Karma Choling needs to raise $62,000 to get us through the winter session and open its doors at the end of April for the 2020 summer programs. At that point, we will have cash flow from program revenue to carry us forward. Can you give, today? If you can, please do so right now. It'll only take a minute with our new form. 2020 is Karma Choling's 50th anniversary and we are celebrating with a 6-day open house in June called Coming Home. Mahalo Nui, thank you very much for all the ways you have and will continue to help Karma Choling perpetuate the Dharma and provide a safe, inclusive place in which future generations can learn and practice it. Your generosity brings great positive change to the world. As of this writing, I have moved back home to Hawaii to live the Dharma on the island of Oahu. If you would like to stay in touch or read more of what I write, here's how. Until we meet again, I wish you a fond aloha. Kit Kanoho Aloha Winecoop.